Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
What is your gut saying to you?
Well, I am interested in that very much, Jamie. I wanted to ask you all, so the valuation that we're discussing is 2 million, right?
It's one-fifth of your sales.
It's less than 2x what I'm expecting for net income this year. And I would love to see if there's any wiggle room, like 15% for $400,000.
That is Lindsay Mullinger, a Kirkwood native, making her pitch Friday on the TV show Shark Tank. She is founder of Petite Box, custom trunks for storing your keepsakes. She joins us now on KMOX. Lindsay, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
First off, we have to ask, I can't imagine what that whole experience was like, trying to encapsulate all that you do in your business in a very short amount of time while a panel is watching you and asking questions about your finances for your business.
Oh my gosh, it was so exhilarating, but I am a total Shark Tank fan. So I had, you know, kind of had seen, I had seen every single episode. So I kind of knew what I was going into, and it was such a pleasure.
So describe Petite Box for our listeners who were not able to see it.
Absolutely. So my company is called Petite Keep. We make keepsake trunks, and our customers use these keepsake trunks for the highest moments, you know, most highly emotional moments of their lives. So they're having babies, getting married, graduating college. You know, if they've had some big life milestone, we've probably embroidered a trunk for it. We launched in 2020. I was having my second daughter. I was just looking for a keepsake trunk that I could store some precious items in, and I couldn't find anything that I could personalize and was elevated to the aesthetics of her room.
And they're metal. Is that what they said on the show, that they are metal? So they're very durable then.
Exactly. So the exterior is steel. And then the fun part is on the inside, customers get to choose a fabric. And we work with female artists all across the country to design our PK signature prints. So they're prints that are specific to our brand, and they evoke memories and are, you know, really meant to like draw upon life's experiences.
So I'm wondering how you got the opportunity to be on Shark Tank. Was that something you applied for, or did someone reach out to you?
Yeah. So I connected this summer with them, and it was such a pinch me moment because I mean, like I mentioned, I've been such a fan of the show, and it felt like such a manifestation moment, honestly.
I know you mentioned that you were a Procter & Gamble executive before you and your husband decided to try this venture. You were saying you have 5 kids. You've done all this, launched this business with very young kids in your home.
Yes. Exactly. There's exactly what you shared. I had 2 children when I launched Petite Keep, have had 3 since. So it's been a busy labor of love, and it's been the best. You know, it's all the good things that life is really full of.
Do you think that helps you connect with your customers because you are in the midst of it right now?
For sure. I am the customer, right? I launched Petite Keep because I had a need. I needed a keepsake box that I could not find, canvassed my friends across the country. They didn't have a solution either. And Petite Keep was born. So I think the reality is, like, I am my teammates, like, we are the customer. We're, you know, brides and moms, and we're looking for those solutions, and we're listening to our customer every single day to continue to design for her.
talk about the growth of your company. You gave your figures on the show, and it was amazing the rise that you've had in sales.
Thank you so much. It's been wild. You know, the story has been one of grit and perseverance. And I think what has got us to where we are today is just putting one foot in front of the other every single day. So we launched in 2020 and we hit six figures in sales out of my attic. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to leave my corporate job. I'm going to go full time on this brand and really give it a go. Since then, we've had really strong years, and it's been really exciting to be able to bring PK to more households across the country.
One of the questions that was asked, if you've done so well in earning revenue, why did you need, you know, the help of Shark Tank financially? What do you hope you'll be able to launch with your company based on what happened there?
That's a good question. Yeah, Mark Cuban asked that question on the show. And the reality is, like, I went to Shark Tank for a strategic partner, right? Like, that's why I went. As we continue to grow and, you know, it's just the decisions get bigger, the opportunity gets bigger. And I definitely was, I've gotten the business to where it is today, but I've never built a nine-figure business. And so everyone in front of me has. And so I was really looking for that strategic partner.
I'm curious, since that experience and they did take the bait, you know, what kind of guidance have you already received from people who saw your pitch?
Well, the outpouring just from our community has been amazing since people reached out on Friday. And it's been really exciting. Like, I think one of the things that we have seen is our PK community has been so excited and celebrating with us. And that's been absolutely like pinch me moment that they've come full circle and continue to encircle us with that.
So what are your goals going forward, maybe over the next year? How do you apply this now?
Well, we have a vision of being on every mother's baby registry. Like, we want to be, you know, this gift that people are excited to give and want to give at bridal showers and baby showers. And so we'll continue to do everything we can to delight our customer. One of our, you know, our top core value is customer obsessed. So everything we do, whether it's, you know, a packaging change, a communication with a customer, a product enhancement, is focused on making sure we're customer obsessed. And that will be our number one goal across the team for sure.
What would you say to other moms who have an idea for something that would make their life better and want to try to launch a business like yours?
To go for it. It's like so scary. And I think that one of the things that I kept telling my oldest daughters, who are now 8 and 6, like, through this whole Shark Tank process, I was like very honest and candid with them. I was like, I'm scared. Like, this is nerve-wracking. But from discomfort comes growth. And so I think it's scary, but it's okay to be scared. And from that, like, we continue to grow and have new opportunities.
Lindsay, congratulations. I will be checking out your trunks because they are gorgeous. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. That is Lindsay Mullinger. She is founder of Petite Keep, and she won on Shark Tank. And you will have to check those out for yourself as well. They are darling. Coming up.